Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Charleston Gaslighters Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lassiter.
Good morning and welcome to the Charleston Gaslighters Prep Sports Report, coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here in the heart of Mobile, Alabama. And we are presented by our good friends at Alpha. Good morning, Mark Lassiter.
Good morning, Coach. I hope everybody is well on a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning down here in the Gulf Coast. It is absolutely gorgeous outside.
Well, we have kind of turned the page from last Saturday, hadn't we?
Boy, yes.
We were in a muggy, muddy... Well, I want to say Marble City Monday morning or Saturday morning, but as Twinks Green used to say in Sylacauga. But boy, this is a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning that our Lord and Savior has blessed us with. And to all of my buddies out at Quail Creek, congratulations. You get a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning to play in the bullpen. Bobby Hall has got things going out there, and I am so excited for the changes that are going on at Quail Creek Golf Course in Fairhope. I got to mention that early on, Mark, because our dear friend Bobby Hall is back as director of golf there at Quail Creek, and there is nothing that warms my heart any more than to see someone with the passion that Bobby has for not only for the game of golf, but for the people of Fairhope. And for so long, as you well know, he has made that golf course, and the city of Fairhope has made it available to so many different entities from the school system to use that course to better their game and to better their life. It's
wonderful. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, he works really well with the city administration and putting things together to help raise money for various groups there in the city of Fairhope and some from outside the city of Fairhope.
No doubt.
And, I do recall some when we had our big – Fairhope had our big Booster Club golf tournament. That was a big fundraiser, you know, for it, and everybody would be out there doing it. And, I mean, they just worked so hard to just help us raise as much money for athletic teams as we possibly could. And, Bobby just was great about helping us get that done.
Well, he is. It is a welcome breath of fresh air to have Bobby Hall back in Fairhope at Quail Creek. And I can promise you, he will work with anybody and everybody to make whatever tournament, whatever event you would like, they will host it at Quail Creek, and they will do everything possible to make it the most exciting, pleasurable occasion that you have on your calendar. I can promise you that. We need to cover some baseball. We need to get some games in that were played yesterday. We are messaging Kevin Raley, our coach at UMS Wright. We split with Pike Road yesterday, and we have an if game coming up. We're going to cover that when we cover the entire state. But first, I want to cover what's going on here in this region. And then we're going to get to the rest of the state. And you folks in Sylacauga, sit tight. And all of the people in all of our affiliates along the line, you just hang tight because we're going to get scores from your area. We're first going to get the Metro Mobile Baldwin County area. Yesterday in 7A, Daphne swept Enterprise. Auburn swept Baker. Central of Phoenix City defeated Mary Montgomery. And Dothan swept Fairhope. You know, and I do want to mention this. So excited that Stu Fuller is back on the diamond and his health is well enough that he's able to be out there and to coach the Pirate baseball team. And I know Stu's had some tough health issues, but things sure look a lot better. And thank goodness, and we're thankful that Stu's out there with his baseball team, Mark.
It absolutely is. I got to go watch Fairhope was playing T.R. Miller.
Yep.
It's been a couple of weeks back, but I didn't get to talk to him. I saw him from a distance, and you know, it's so good to see him back in the dugout, you know, coaching his kids, doing what he loves.
Yep.
He's done it there for a long time at Fairhope, and you know, we just wish him the best with his health and his team.
Yep, no doubt about that. In 6A, Matt Seymour's faith team, they split with Chelsea. Now, buddy, let me tell you something. You're talking about two doggone good baseball games. I think one was 2-0, the other was 2-1. And we've talked a lot about Parker Carlson, the pitcher at Faith Academy. Absolutely one of the outstanding players in this area. I think he's committed to Auburn. Another one, John Bell, who used to coach with us at Daphne. He was Lloyd Skoda's assistant baseball coach. I think his son pitched one of the games. Another outstanding baseball talent there at Faith. They split yesterday over at Faith. They'll play game three today at 1 o'clock. There's two really good games that I'm sure that you don't want to miss. You can go to Radcliffe Field at UMS Wright, and Kevin Raley's UMS Wright Bulldogs will play Pike Road, and we're going to get Kevin on here pretty soon, I hope. And we're going to get the correct time. Now, I've seen 1 o'clock and I've seen 12 o'clock, so I'll make sure. I'm almost positive that that game is going to be at noon. But I know that that's going to happen at noon today. But let's finish in 6A. Brett Boutwell's Saraland team split with Chilton County. So their game is at 1:30 today, and that game is in Clanton. Hillcrest swept Spanish Fort. That's Hillcrest of Tuscaloosa, swept Spanish Fort, and Northridge swept Gulf Shores. In 5A, today at noon, UMS versus Pike Road at Radcliffe Field, right down the campus of UMS Wright. St. Paul's split with Sipsey Valley. Game 3 is today at 1 o'clock at St. Paul's. In 4A, and I'm going to tell you something, I don't know if there's anybody in 4A that can beat Mobile Christian. They came over and played us, and I'm going to tell you, they were impressive. They were impressive. We're going to get Kevin Raley on at 8:15. But they were really impressive. Mobile Christian defeated Gordo 5-4 and 18-0. They can score some runs, no doubt. In 3A, Mark Laster sitting right here, the game manager yesterday. Bayside split with our buddy Kenny Whittle. And I know you're going to talk to Kenny today, and I appreciate you doing that. Old Huntington guy, great guy, love him to death. They split with Trinity yesterday. Game 3 is today at noon. Mark, you're on call at noon today.
That was two great baseball games last night. Good. Extra innings. The first game went to the eighth. Second game went to the 10th inning. Two teams really fighting hard on it. And, in fact, I just got Matt Limbaugh, our baseball coach. He's going to join us at 8:30 and talk a little bit about that series and then 3A ball, where we're headed. It looks like OP was the winner last night, and so whoever wins this thing will play OP. So that's kind of where we are, but Matt's going to join us at 8:30 and talk about you. I'm going to tell you something, Coach. It was really good baseball.
Yeah, it was good baseball. I can imagine that. With Kenny Whittle coaching third base, and that's his team, they're going to
be
really
been
good.
Coaching since 78.
No doubt. I don't even say that. That guy and I were – boy, that was great times. His best friend's a guy named Jim Beelan. From right close to Apalachicola, Florida.
I think he's been at Trinity.
He's
all
been there.
Those
he's
years.
Never left. Yeah, he's Buddy Anderson of high school baseball. He really is.
That was, and I watched him last night, and you know, he's still getting around, doing a good job. Came over and spoke to Doug Lefford for a second on our sideline.
Got that smile on his face.
Yes.
Just that.
He did. Coaching them. And it was a great, I'm telling you, it was a really good ball game.
Look forward to that. We may try to get him on here, too, after we get Matt and Kevin on here. But anyway, I made a mistake. Faith is not playing Chelsea. That's my mistake. I apologize. They're playing Helena. And, of course, Helena's just south of Birmingham, and you certainly, if you get a chance to go over to Faith to see that one, go see that one. So those are the area games. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk to Kevin Raley. Of course, Kevin and Maddox Bruns didn't have his best stuff yesterday, but he's still at 97, 98 miles an hour. Wes Latham sitting up there, Wes, former college catcher, and I get tickled listening to Wes. Wes is, you know, Wes handles – he can handle pitchers and do all that. And, you know, sitting there and there's two of us that are former catchers. And I'm sitting there and talking about pitch selection and doing all this stuff. And I'll talk to Kevin about that in a minute. But it was fun sitting up there and just listening to, you know, two catchers yah-yah back and forth about what he should have done, what he's not doing, and all this stuff. But
you know, it's amazing when you're talking about that. I was sitting by Doug Lefford watching the game last night, and Doug's, you know, I just sitting, and he just says, all right, watch this. This is about to happen. And I'm going,
he's right.
And he's right. It happened. I'm going, he goes, this one's, he says, watch this. This whole boy's fixing to rip this one.
Yep.
Next pitch, bam. Line drive. I'm going, how do you know that stuff?
It's amazing.
It is.
It's amazing. That's kind of like sitting in the press box and Terry Curtis calling plays. Bam, bam, bam. You know, it's just, here we go.
Hard to beat him on a Friday night.
Ain't no doubt, buddy. Ain't no doubt. And you better stop lead right because it's coming at you.
You did.
About every three plays. There you go. Hey, we'll be back with more PSR on Fox Sports Central and FM Talk 106.5. Our buddy Kevin Riley coming up right after this break.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. This segment presented by Green and Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now back to the show.
I seen your picture. Your name in lights above it. This is your big debut. It's like a dream come true. So won't you smile?
All right, welcome back to PSR, Fox Sports Central. Mark Lasseter, Rick Cleveland.
Steely Dan.
That is one Steely Dan, Walter Becker, and Donald Fagen. They are a fixture. They are the kind. And I bet you, right, I would imagine in the bowling alley at Clemson, Dabo's got that music playing right
Absolutely
now.
Does.
That's exactly what he's got going on. So I don't know if we can convince Coach Saban to do that, though.
Probably not.
I think that'll be a hard thing to do. That'd be a hard thing to do. But we do have a connection there. His director, his executive director, his main man is our buddy right there from Fairhope High School.
Ellis Ponder.
Ellis Ponder, and that may be our conduit.
He might can slip in.
We may just get him in there.
Of course, he'd probably have to take a fanny chewing about
it. He might.
He's taking a few, so. Hey. I'll tell you what, I am so proud of that young man.
No,
he is.
Doubt.
Come so far and done so well. I remember when he was in high school. This is the assistant athletic director at Alabama.
Yeah.
And I think that's what his title is. But anyway, I remember somebody said, I think it might have been Wes, said something to me. He says, Ellis Ponder one day will either own a company or run a program or be a CEO of something.
Right.
You know, because and none of us ever dreamed he'd be doing what he's doing at Alabama. And he's that kind of guy, very smart, very personable, and he knows where that camera is on Saturdays at the ball game.
There's no doubt about that. And this guy right here is not a guy that looks for cameras, I can promise you.
He does
you.
Not.
I can promise you. He's a guy that is an absolute baseball fanatic and has done an amazing job everywhere he's been, and now he's doing an amazing job at UMS Wright. Kevin Riley. Coach, good morning. We don't have him yet. We're still looking for him. Are you kidding?
Sir?
Yeah,
there
you
is.
Are. We got switchboard problems, Kevin.
And, okay. You need to get Brent Doherty on that.
All right, we will. Can you call him right after you get off the phone and tell him to meet us at FM Talk 106?
Is there anything that boy can't do on a computer?
No, a computer is fine.
There's nothing he can't do.
No. I'm just telling you.
Now, if we start talking golf now, Kevin can tell you. Kevin has schooled him a couple of times on the golf course. I can tell you that.
We're probably at 500 right now.
Well,
he got me last couple times.
Okay. Well, we got to give him credos. Hey, look, a couple of things. You know, we got to talk. We got to talk, okay? So let's talk here. Your wife's not in there, is she?
No, I'm at McDonald's drive-thru heading up to the school.
Okay. If you have to order, you know, whatever, just order it. So Maddox didn't have his best stuff yesterday. He really didn't. He didn't have – early on, he didn't have his best stuff.
Yep.
And – you know, I know you're sitting over. It's just, and you don't even go out there because you have coached him so well. When he comes in the dugout, you might say a couple of things to him. How did you address that?
Well, you know, this is the first time Maddox did command his fastball.
Right.
You know, it was fastball command, and you know, everything works off of a fastball. And if you're struggling with your fastball, then your breaking ball, your slider, sometimes it's not going to be where you want it to, too. And, you know, now he made some pitches when he needed to, but, you know, he knew it. And,
yeah.
But he's just a tough kid, you know. I mean, we talk to him all the time about, you know, handling adverse situations. And he knew it. You know, he knew he wasn't commanding it real well, but, you know, he you know, he wasn't going to come out, you know, till we got the pitch count.
Right.
Because that's just the type of kid he is. You know, when he's got such a – it's an easy 94 and 95.
Right.
You know, he's not up there humping and blowing and, you know, it's just – so. But, yeah, he just didn't command his fastball. And we addressed it in the dugout. And not much you can do.
No.
You know, like, just keep trying. Just find it. You know, and he battled through it.
Well, and I was so impressed by the way he battled through it. Because,
oh, yeah.
You know, most of the time you'll see a high school kid, he'll get frustrated. Kept his composure the whole time. Found a way. And really, I thought he had a couple of breaking pitches I thought that were outstanding. I'm talking about, man, Kevin.
When he commands his slider, and his breaking ball, too, I mean, it's really, really, really good.
Lord, have mercy. I was really proud of Trey Singleton. Boy, he hit two ropes. I mean.
He did. He did. He had two big hits for us in the first game. Sure.
And then Seth Farney, he came around and really hit some really good.
Yep.
I mean, had two good hits too. So tell me about game two. Of course, I had to go I had my puppy dog in her condo all morning and all night, so I had to go home and take care of her. So tell me about game two.
Well, we got beat by a good pitcher.
Is that right?
You know, I mean, last week he struck out 20.
Right.
Against Demopoulos. And our goal was to, you know, 6 to 8 strikeouts is what we wanted, and we ended up striking out 12. But that credit goes to him. I mean, he pounded the doggone strike zone all night long. He's a big kid. He's a Mike linebacker on the football team.
Yeah.
Competitor. You know, just a good baseball player. And we knew we were going to have our hands full. And I think it was in the third or fourth inning, we had a couple of miscues. Didn't field a bunt real well. And, you know, they ended up getting 3 runs out of it. You know, they got a good team.
Yeah.
You know, but our kids stayed in it. You know, we scratched and run out in the 6th. To get it to 5-2 and had a guy on in the 7th, you know, at that point, you're just trying to get it to a 1 or 2 run game and see what happens. And we almost did it. But, you know, the kids never stopped. You know, they engaged the whole time and, you know, game 3 today.
You know, as you look at this, too, you threw your number 1. They threw, I don't know if they threw 2 or 3. I kind of thought that might have been 2 or 3 for them.
Yeah, it's probably 3, I would guess.
Yeah, I would guess the same thing. And off-speed stuff, by the time you finally got to him, you got to him. But now it brings us to game 3.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about what goes into this. This is a big decision as far as pitching is concerned.
Right. So, no doubt. And, most of the time in the 3-game set, you're probably not going to throw your number 1 against Maddox.
That's right.
No offense to anybody.
Yeah.
You know, this is a kid that's – it's a one-in-a-lifetime type kid. And, you know, and if he goes – even you saw him last night, even though when he didn't command the fastball, he still threw, you know, six shutout innings. So,
Kevin, he's still really, really good.
Yeah. So, a lot of teams are going to match us up that way, which is fine. You know, Trey and Seth Farney have been our, you know, 2 and 2A and 2B, and even Jackson Bass has been 2C.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, we've had the last about months, we've had a pretty good little combination of those guys on the weekend, and, you know, we're going to go out there and put a uniform on and strap it up and, you know, see what we got.
So, who goes for you today?
Seth Farney.
Seth Farney's going to go for you. All right, and so I thought I called him Bob. Now, you know, I taught that kid, I never heard him call Bob. And now they call him Bob.
You ask any of every time we play a squad game, the kids hate hitting against him.
That
because his ball runs so much, and it's a fastball changeup, and that's it. And he doesn't get it above his kneecaps very rarely, and he's just been amazing for us all year long.
And boy, he has gotten his body into some great physical shape. From where he was in middle school. He really has, Kevin. Great job. Well, I'm excited. First pitch is at noon today, right?
Yes, sir, 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock. And so I'm excited about that, and I know you are. And thank you for what you do. I of course, Mark, I tried to hire this guy a long time ago, and dead gummit. I didn't have the right word. And I'll tell you why, because he was so loyal to those people in Robertsville. Mm-hmm, he loved those people so much.
He did.
He loved that place. Town. And that's just Kevin. But we are so blessed to have you there. And, tee it up, keep it in the fairway and put it on the greens, all I know to tell you.
I'll take the first cut.
I hear you.
Hey, I'm not going to get greedy.
And I can tell you this, Mark. You talking about small ball? Nah, he doesn't have any South Alabama in him. This boy knows how to play small ball. I'm telling you. If bunt's in order, yeah, you just better get ready because it's coming. It's coming. Yep. I love it. Absolutely love it. Hey, buddy, good luck today.
Thanks.
Good luck. I'll be power washing somewhere around Sylacauga or doing something. But anyway, good luck to you. And I'll text you tonight or whatever. But good luck. Take care. God bless. Thank you for everything that you do, pal.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.
You take care.
Good
Kevin
luck,
Raley's good as it gets,
thanks,
guys.
Thanks,
good
man.
As it gets. I'm telling you, he is just he's everybody wishes they had a Kevin Raley coaching baseball tip for them. And you got a guy at your place today in Kenny Whittle that everybody who knows him knows, golly, I wish my kid played for him. So we got a lot of them. And we got Matt Limbaugh coming up.
Yeah.
Doesn't get any better. Yep. So that's just awesome. Hey, we'll be back with more PSR on Fox Sports Central and on FM Talk 106.5. We're just having a blast this morning. Hope you are too.
Welcome back to the Charleston Guest Lanterns Prep Sports Report. The CNC Financial and Auto Sales communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. Now, back to the show.
Jack and Diane painted a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. And I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine.
I love me some Kenny Chesney because he is always going to talk about sports. He gets these people to write him songs that has always deals with football and baseball and basketball. He is so doggone neat. Love listening to some Kenny.
You know what I like about, you know, when you think about these songs that he sings and folks sing about things about, you know, Friday night in
yeah,
the fall.
Right.
And then you think about baseball, you know, in the springtime. And, you know, I was sitting there last night at our park watching baseball game go on, saw kids competing their fannies off. Fans, some of them ragging the umpire, and some of them cheering the umpire, and but just watching the whole aura of the thing, you know, it just makes you appreciate, you know, and that's why people sing about songs like it, because it's part of America, it's a part of who we are, it's a part of how we grow up. I still remember it. You do too.
I know.
And when I hear songs like that, I just kind of go, yes, I get it.
Hey, yesterday, Mark, you were the game manager, and you were over at the beautiful baseball facility. I call it Doug Lefford's facility. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's like we said last week. You would not believe the work that man did during all that rain.
Yeah.
We got all three ball games done, and he worked tirelessly.
Yeah.
You know, he's one of the best I've ever seen.
I mean it. And the thing about it is, when he was the head baseball coach years ago, he did the same thing.
He
did it all himself. Yeah. I mean, it's just a passion for him. And now Matt Limbaugh and his players get that expertise of one Doug Lefferts and having a beautiful, beautiful field right there. Boy, it's really fun. And I know they split yesterday. You guys split with my dear, dear friend, Kenny Whittle. And I am so excited. You get to see him, give him a message for me today. But you won the first game 3-2, and then Kenny and the Trinity Presbyterian come back to win 5-4. And we got Matt Limbaugh on. Matt, good morning, pal. How you doing?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you, buddy. And I want you to do this, too, because Mark, you know, Mark's getting old, and he sometimes forgets things. But I want you to go put your arm around Kenny Whittle and tell him that his old buddy absolutely loves him to death, and I miss him. And you're talking about an anchor in high school baseball coaches. You're going up against a guy today that is, he's one of my favorites of all time. Classmate of mine at Huntington, and please say hello to him for me. please.
Yes, sir. In my short time meeting him, you can tell he is just a stand-up guy, and it's definitely been an honor of being able to coach against him.
He's a good one.
Hey, Matt, tell us a little bit, man. I'll tell you what, last night, probably two of the best baseball games in any classification, whenever in many years, that I've watched back-to-back. I mean, they're just both extra-inning games. Both came down to the last inning, bottom half. Tell us a little about those two ball games, then we'll talk a little bit about today.
Wow, like I said, I mean, just two good ball clubs going at it. Some old-school baseball, great pitching, great defense, timely hitting. And it was – the fans definitely got their money's worth. And we were obviously able to pull it out the first game and had some chances there in that second game to put it away. And Trinity did a great job of continuing to battle. And you got to give them credit. They never gave up. And that's credit to Coach Whittle and keeping his boys fired up. And we just couldn't pull it out. But so proud of my boys. I mean, just continuing to battle throughout. And late into the night, I think I left the park maybe 11:30 last night. So very proud of the effort that my boys gave both games.
You know, they did give great effort. And, you know, when you deal with high school kids, there's always mistakes. And then they turn around and make big plays. And it's just fun to watch those kids do. But I noticed a couple of guys that kind of stood out to me last night. And maybe you can say just a little bit about them. Like Robert Recondo was really hitting the baseball. And Collins Terry had some really timely hits in both ball games.
Oh, no doubt. Robert Recondo, again, I'll put him up. I think he's one of the best hitting catchers in the state of Alabama. And when he gets locked in, man, it's tough to get a ball by him. And he's been the anchor of our lineup all year, and he's done a great job. And yeah, Collins Terry, Mr. Clutch, he seems to always come up in those situations and putting him in that four hole. He comes up with a lot of guys. A lot of times when guys are on base, and he's been able to get the job done. And I thought Brody Swindle had a good day at the plate too, with some big, big hits. And like I said, I mean, you can't say anything about the boys. They continue to battle, and I never thought they lost fight. I never thought they were out of the game. And again, for your high school boys to continue to have that drive and continue never to look phased, I mean, that's a proud moment for a coach.
You know, coaches, you go playing two games, like you said, and getting home so late last night. You know the boys are tired. I hope they got a good night's sleep. They got to get up this morning, eat a little breakfast, and get ready to come back out to the park. Tell us a little about today's game. They're playing at noon at the Bayside Athletic Complex on Highway 64 in Daphne. Tell us a little bit about the game.
Yes, sir. Hey, I have a good hunch it's going to be another battle. Again, you got two teams that are hungry. And I mean, we're both in the same boat. I mean, we both got home late and both grinded all night. And so it's going to be who's got the extra left in the tank. And I think it's going to be another great ball game. And we just got to be ready to battle and ready to put our game face on, ready to go.
When you play today's game, as the thing gets started, how does it? I'm not sure about how the pitching works out. Like guys that you used yesterday. What can they do today? Can they do anything today, depending on how many innings or pitches they – what is the – and a lot of folks get confused about it. I know, of course, as Rick said, I'm old and I stay confused. So you have to explain things to me, Matt. And here, you know, Matt's a young guy, you know, and he remembers things a lot better than I do. So tell us a little bit how y'all work that on.
Before you say that, I have to match wits with him on a basketball court. You imagine – you know, I'm trying to switch up things and all that stuff, and Matt's just, bring it on, Rick. Just come on. Bring
yeah,
it on.
Right. I feel like I'm always coaching against Greg Popovich over there. I never know what's coming out. So.
Stop it.
Go ahead. Tell us a little bit about the pitching for today, how that works.
Yeah, like I said, it's the great thing. I mean, I'm so blessed to be in Alabama baseball. Like I said, I'm originally from Missouri, and in Missouri, we have a one-game series in the playoffs. You play a team one time, and it's the best of one. And so having a three-game series, man, it's strategies involved, and, I mean, you really find out who the best team, overall team is. And if on the pitching counts, that goes a lot in what my decisions are throughout a thing, because I'm not only thinking about that game, I'm thinking about – who would I have available for the next game if we get to that? And so I always got to put that in into perspective too. But yes, there are. We have our pitch counts. If you throw a certain number of pitches that day, you have a either 1 day rest, 2 day rest, or 3 day rest required the next day. So we always make sure that we have our do our games on Game Changer, and we're able to keep up with our pitch counts and knowing all of our guys of what they're at and when they would be available again. So it's definitely critical and something you definitely don't want to overlook, and especially in a series.
You know, as we get ready to go into this ball game, and it's going to get, and I have always said, in a 3-game series, to me, from what little and I know about baseball, is that it's the team that has the most pitching kind of can have the advantage going into it in this last ball game, because there's so many guys, you don't have a few arms left. And so as you go into it, how do you feel about your guys going into today's game? Do you have, how many pitchers you got left?
So I feel very confident with my guys that I've got. I've been very confident with my pitching staff all year, and they've done a great job all year. And it's why we're here. And our bats are starting to come along. I mean, we had 19 hits in 2 games yesterday. So I really am happy with our bats of how they're swinging it right now. And I think we're going to come in and we're going to continue to battle on the mound. And we just try to preach to them that. You throw strikes and let your defense work, then we got a good chance to win any ball game. And I feel like that if we do that today, we'll be right there with them. But again, on the flip side, I know Coach Whittle's saying the same thing to his guys, and he's feeling just how I am. He's got guys that can come in there and throw strikes, so it's going to be a battle. We got to be ready to go.
You know, Matt. Well, and we're talking to Matt Limbaugh, the head baseball coach at Bayside Academy, who split with Trinity yesterday, and will play the if game. And that game today will be played at noon, so you'll want to be over there and watch that. Matt, did Mark sound like Red Shondeast when he was asking you that question?
hey, he's a legend. He can do whatever he wants.
There you go.
Hey, I'm a legend in my own mind.
We're talking about Red Shondeast, not you.
Okay. Rick, I'm going home. I'm taking your truck.
He's more of a Whitey Herzog guy.
There you go. That's a good one. That's a good Matt, if you do have Ken Whittle's cell number, would you text it to Mark if you have
that? Yes, sir.
And we're going to get Ken on here at some point. And, you know, that I'm so excited about two guys that I really think the world of getting to play each other today, and their players get to determine the outcome. So that's really neat. So thanks, Matt. Good luck today. And if you get a chance, hit us up with Kenny's cell number, and we'll chat with him a little while.
Yes, sir, guys. Always a pleasure.
Take care.
Thanks, buddy. Good luck today.
All right, Matt. Good luck today.
Thank you.
You know, another team right here that's really doing good, and a buddy of yours, and I think he's a fishing buddy, and he's an old Daphne Trojan at Bayshore Christian. They beat Maplesville yesterday 4-3 and 3-2.
Gosh, I should have had Jeff on here.
Jeff Haig. That's
Jeff
exactly
Haig.
Right. And we may try to get him on. They're 23-8, brand new school. Man, I'm so excited for him. They play Sweetwater next week. I don't think Nolan Atkins is going to be coaching them, though.
No, he won't.
That won't be coaching them. Hey, we'll be back with more PSR. We're going to talk to our buddy Jeff Williams, talk a little high school golf. Big school time right here on PSR and Fox Sports Central.
The Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report is live every Saturday morning beginning at 8. Now back to the show.
Back to PSR, the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Now listen, you know, in that song, our man Boz Skaggs talks about he would not interrupt anything because JoJo has his fun. Well, let me tell you, the guy that we're about to have on here, Jeff Williams, one of us, one of the O-line guys, He knows you so well. He knows there's nothing that would have interrupted you years ago because Mark Lasseter was going to have his fun. So Boz really was really kind of giving a biographical song sketch about the life of Mark Lasseter. Good fun, Mark. Not bad. Not with Blackman. That's good fun. So Jeff can relate to that
good
on the Boz Skaggs on that song about JoJo. It could have very well been Mark.
Yes.
Jeff, good morning, pal.
Good morning, Rick. At part of the time, I'll happen to be with him, so yes.
I know. I was going to let you say that, Jeff. I wasn't going to put you in the same category with my dear friend John Blackman. I couldn't do that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, those were great days. Let me tell you this. And let me tell you, I used to love to see all of y'all congregate at Crampton Bowl and sit up there in the Savarese section. And that was just, I mean.
It was a Thursday night thing.
That's right. It's like Billy Livings used to say. It's like the South crew is here. I guarantee you Burger King made some money tonight.
Burger King or Hardee's?
Hardee's. It doesn't matter. That's right. Jeff, it's so good to hear your voice, pal. And you're my enemy. You're now on dadgum old Shell Road. And I doggone you. And my buddy up at up on the other end of St. Paul
Old Shell
Road. Yeah, the doggone football coach. Now I'm surrounded by my buddies, and I just don't get to see y'all enough, and that's on purpose.
the battles of Old Shell have gone way back when, and funny how we're all best friends, but on certain nights we have to be a little bit have to fight each other.
Isn't that true? It's just awful. It's awful. All right, buddy. I know you're doing some golf right now, and Mark's going to take that. But it's good to hear your voice, and I'm just so excited for you. And I know that those kids that you're coaching absolutely love you, and you're having a blast.
Well, Rick, I appreciate that. It's been a blast for me, and I just feel blessed to have the opportunity.
Hey, Jeff, tell us a little bit. You know, sectionals was last week. You got sub-state. In my opinion, as you look up and down the classifications, 6A throughout the state may be the toughest classification. Some of the best teams in the state in that class, some of them in your section. Tell us a little bit about your sub-state coming up.
Our sub-state coming up out of our section was Gulf Shores, who played, have really improved throughout the year and got better and better. They won our section, and then behind them was St. Paul's, Spanish Fort, and then us, McGill Tulane. There was 15 strokes separating the four teams, and, it was a well-played match that day, and Gulf Shores played really well, and I'm looking forward to going up sub-state. Coach, I get to see my buddy Wes Tate from Ben Russell, but Briarwood Christian and Ben Russell, Hell City, and Helena from up there. So the eight of us will get together on Tuesday.
And where will y'all be playing?
Cider Ridge in Oxford, Alabama.
Good grief.
Ooh, I never played that course. I thought I'd played all of them in Alabama. I ain't played that one.
Rick, I think it's a newer course. It's not real old, and it's owned by the city of Oxford.
Okay.
That's a long trip to go for a sub-state. I didn't know y'all had to make that travel. So, anyway, tell us about who your team has improved throughout the year. I saw you guys early in the year, and y'all have gotten a little bit better each week. Tell us a little bit about your team.
We're young. I don't have any seniors. I have two juniors, a freshman, and two eighth-graders starting on the varsity. Michael Crocker plays number one for us and is a ranked player in the state. He has a 75.1 average throughout the season this year, so he's played really well. Gavin Beasy is our number two, and Gavin, he starts for us on the basketball team as a guard, so he's a really good athlete, but he got into golf late this year because of basketball. So he's just now getting into his golf swing. He's just getting comfortable. And he shot 76 the other day, so I was really proud. He's improving. And then Eldon Porter and as a junior playing number three, Thomas Carey and Brad Baggett, both eighth graders, are playing four and five, and they're coming along. And it's you know, it's that growing process, especially for an eighth graders. You know, out there with 17, 18, 19-year-olds, they probably don't hit it quite as far, but they've learned to play their game and give themselves a chance.
You know, and to do that, and you have to keep, you know, as a coach, you know, you want them to, you know, you want to win the match and you want to, you know, want them to play well. And it's sometimes hard. I know for us, we have got an eighth grader on our team. You forget he's an eighth grader, you know.
I do. And I tell you, the one I put a lot of pressure on Michael, and he's handled it well because, you know, being the number one player. But I talk to his parents and his granddad a lot of times. So I have to remember he's just 15. He's got the body. He's a big, tall kid.
Yeah.
He'll be competing for our starting quarterback position on the football team this year. He's about 6'4" and about 185, 190 pounds. He looks like a 19-year-old, but he's a 15-year-old young man. So he's still got a lot of growing to do mentally, and he's learning. And I've really been really been pleased with his progress this year.
You know, we got about a minute left, Jeff. I'm going to ask you, just tell me a little bit about what are y'all's travel plans? Will y'all leave and go up and have a practice round, or how will y'all do that?
It's really neat. Both the boys and the girls. Our girls have a chance to win states. They shot, they had a 75, 77, 80 the other day. So I was really proud of them. But we're going to travel together because our sub-state's at the same place. So we're getting a bus. We're actually going to do math Sunday morning and drive up Sunday and just kind of walk the course, chip putt. Then Monday we'll play a practice round, early dinner, have a meeting, talk about what we're going to do, and then go out and play Tuesday morning and hopefully play well.
All right, brother. Well, man, you know I love you, and it's so good to talk to you, and I wish you the very best of luck, and appreciate you joining us this morning, big guy.
Mark, love you, and tell good luck to y'all. I know you've done a great job this year, and Rick, you keep him straight, and y'all keep having fun. Appreciate everything y'all do.
Hey, we have a blast, Jeff. You have to come in here and join us someday, but boy, it is it's great being here. Great to hear your voice. Good luck, pal.
Thank you, buddy.
Always reach the three with the center. Always. Take care, buddy. We'll be back with more from the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report.
It's time for the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lassiter.
Down around the corner. Well, before we let the Doobies start talking about down around the corner, we're going to welcome you back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. And we are coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here in the heart of Mobile, Alabama. And we are presented by our good friends at Alpha. And welcome to the second hour. We have had an absolute blast on this beautiful Saturday morning right here in Mobile, Alabama. To all of our affiliates along the way, thank you for being a part of us, particularly for our hometown of Sylacauga, Alabama, and Fox Sports Central. You know, do you need help in your business or your family life with your state or national government? If so, we want you to call our friend Braxton Counts at 251-476-9900. Braxton and Jimmy Duncan, a member of the United States Congress for over 30 years, have teamed up to put you in front of the right people, either in Montgomery or Washington, D.C., and it's all about relationships. Braxton and Jimmy have those relationships in both Montgomery and Washington. So give our friend Jimmy Duncan or Braxton Counts a call. You can get Braxton at 251-476-9900. Hey, tomorrow between 11 and 1, join award-winning sports broadcaster Randy Bergen and his podsy, former University of Alabama golfer Danny Spivey, each Sunday morning beginning at 11 a.m. for 2 hours of golf talk. The guys keep you up to date on the professional leaderboards. They talk to great guests. They give fantastic golf tips to help your golf game. They take you around the nation, specifically the Southeast, to must-play golf courses. They give away a ton of free golf, and guys just have fun as they talk golf first. That's right. Although a golf show, Randy and Danny love to talk other sports as well, especially college football. Southern Fairways Golf Show is a tremendous listener base who are loyal and support the show partners. 98% of our partners have been with the show for many years, and more importantly, they're completely happy with their relationship with the Podsies. Become a partner today and let Randy and Danny go to work for you. That's Southern Fairways Golf Show every Sunday morning from 11 to 1 p.m. You know, our analyst, our guy that keeps up with high school track and field is Arthur Mack. Arthur Mack writes for the Call News out of Citronelle, Alabama. Well-known sports writer throughout the state of Alabama. And Arthur has been in Gulf Shores. Can you imagine? You know, pretty nice place to be this time of year. And Arthur is covering the state track meet. And good morning, Arthur. And I know you've just had a blast watching all those records fall because they've been tumbling down.
There's quite a few records falling over the last couple of days, and there'll probably be some more falling today.
Yeah, well, I'm really excited because our UMS Wright boys and girls seem to be kind of running away with 5A. So, Pat
Galley.
Running
away is kind of an understatement, actually.
Yeah,
I mean, they pretty much dominated the meet, you know, the last couple of days, and it looks like they're going to wind up winning the thing, you know, but, you know, we shall see.
Well, in 6A, I was looking at 6A. I'm going to go to 7A real quick. I think Hewitt Trustful leads Vestavia Hills. And in 7A girls, Hoover is leading. And you can kind of give us a rundown on the 6A. We kind of need to concentrate probably on 4A, on 5A, 6A, and 7A because we've only got about 10 minutes left here.
Right, yeah. Well, I got to tell you, as mentioned before, UMS Wright is running away with the 5A girls and boys. 6A, you know, is still kind of a toss-up because you got Scottsboro, McGill, Tulane, and Opelika in the mix. Scottsboro had a hand in breaking three records yesterday afternoon. So, you know, with the way they've been rolling, you know, they got a chance to win the entire boys division.
Wow.
The girls' side, you know, you got Mountain Brook, which had moved down from 7A, but they're strong in the middle distances, and they're leading right now. So it's a good bit that they'll wind up winning that division as well.
Well, when you look at Mountain Brook, they moving down from 7A, they have pretty much been dominant in spring sports. They're going to win golf. It looks like they are dominant in golf. They won a tennis state championship. Now it looks like they've got a great chance to win in 6A. Maybe boys, but girls really look good.
Oh, yes, they do. They look strong in the 4x800-meter relay yesterday. They look strong in several other events. And, you know, we shall see what happens on this last day.
What has been the most impressive performance to you, Arthur?
Gosh, it's really kind of hard to say. You look at Shanice Spicer of Brubaker Tech, who broke the 100-meter record in the prelims, as well as the 200-meter and 400-meter record. So, you know, she's been very impressive. And then, of course, you got Scottsboro. They had a kid by the name of Maddox Ham, who broke the state meet record in the pole vault, going 17 feet, 1/4 inch.
Wow.
And he's only a sophomore.
Man, he's up in the air there now. He's way up in the air. He's up in the air. What about Arthur Chitty? Arthur Chitty must have had an unbelievable jump in the high jump.
6'8.25". That's a personal best by slightly more than 4 inches. I always knew that Arthur would have an opportunity to go at least 6'6", but never in my wildest dreams that I think he would go 6'8". But when it came time to perform, he did. Came up big time.
Well, that I don't know what is the state record in the high jump. I don't even know. I still think about the Fosbury flop in 7 feet.
Yeah.
I just don't know what. Do you know the state record in the high jump?
Not offhand, no. But I think it's around 6'10", if I'm not mistaken.
Is that 6'10", right?
6'10" or maybe 7 feet.
Well, now what about the 100-meter dash? What about that? What does that look like?
Okay, Javorkian Retta of Parker, he's a favorite to win the 5A division. As a matter of fact, he set the record Thursday in the prelims, running 10.2-something, even though it was wind-aided. That's still very impressive under any condition.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, Arthur, as you look at it today, what do you look forward to today to kind of highlight the day-to-day?
Well, more records, obviously, in the 100 and 200, for sure. You know, in the 100, you know, you got Retta primed to break break that record. You know, conditions are pretty good right now. Shanice Spicer of Brubaker Tech, as I mentioned, she broke the record in the prelims in the 200 and the 100. So who knows? She might wind up doing it again today.
Well, Arthur,
and we got a couple of kids from Baker in the 7A Boys 100 who should do pretty well.
Well, I know you're excited to be there, and I know that the State High School Athletic Association has run a great, clean meet, and the weather today is going to be gorgeous as you crown state champions in all divisions. So we're really excited.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, so, indeed.
Tell you what we'll do. We'll wrap it up next Saturday. How about that? Let's wrap everything up.
Oh, that'll be great. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, let's wrap it up, and you just we'll try to go maybe two segments and cover this state track meet next Saturday. How about that?
All right, magnificent. I'm looking forward to it.
Take care, Arthur, and thank you for everything
you
do. All right, pal. That's pretty neat stuff right there, because I'm going to tell you, you got kids breaking state records everywhere you turn around, and there's no better person to cover high school track in the state of Alabama than Arthur. I'm going to tell you, he is on top of things. Arthur Chitty, 6'8", and I think he just barely missed, he didn't miss 6'9". I think his calf hit the bar and knocked him off. And boy, he's gonna get up to 7 feet. I really do believe that. Hey, Premier Collision is your local auto body repair shop. It's owned and operated locally in Mobile, Alabama. For all of your auto body collision repairs, trust the experts at Premier Collision, your auto repair specialist. Premier Collision at 1177 Sledge Drive right here in Mobile, Alabama. Give our good buddy and dear friend Chris Garris a call at 251-478-4500. Good quality parts, professional staff, and the best prices in town. Also, please go by and see our friends at Alpha, Earl McKinnell, Beth Burra, and Lee Camilleri. They have been part of Prep Sports Report and now part of Charleston Gas Lantern's Prep Sports Report ever since the beginning of this show. My goodness gracious alive, 18 years ago, I was just a young whippersnapper, as Mark Lassiter says. But please give our friends at Alpha a call. Great, great folks, and they'll take care of every one of your needs, whether it's auto, home, whatever. They are the people that you can trust. I can promise you that, because I trust them for everything that I have in my life, and they are great, great people to work for you. All right. Boy, we're coming back. This is flying by, Mark. I know that we're going to talk to
Jamie Ferguson.
Jamie Ferguson next on high school golf.
Soccer.
Why did I say golf?
Because he's quite a golfer himself.
His son's a golfer. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
But Jamie is, does a great job as the AD over at Bayside. We'll talk high school soccer with Jamie Ferguson right here on the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report and on Fox Sports Central. And we are brought to you by our good friends at Alpha.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Lines. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report.
It's all right if you love.
I've been intending to do this for,
it's all right if you don't,
I guess, for about a month now.
I'm not afraid of you running away.
And indulge me, Mark, because this is, you may have to jump in. About a month ago, I had left school, had a little break, and I'd left school and had gone to Publix to get some yogurt or something, and I saw one of my former students. And as I talked to Sarah, I said, please tell Mom and Dad I said hello. And she said, Coach, you know we lost Dad a couple of weeks ago. And I was numb. I know many of you have been in that same place. Had no idea. This guy's name was Fred Percy. And Fred Percy, when I first came to UMS 18 years ago now, Fred Percy was my right-hand guy. I mean, he helped me. He got me through middle school football and doing all the things that I was assigned to do there. It was just a guy that was there to give me, you know, every bit of advice he could give me. He loved UMS Wright with his heart, passion. All of his children were graduates of there. And I didn't know Fred had passed. And I want to say that we never know. We never know what tomorrow may bring. Stay in touch with those you care about and those you love. Here at PSR, we try to do that on a weekly basis. And I wanted to do that. And I want to dedicate. Mark's going to have the face segment here in about 10 minutes. And I want that face segment to be dedicated to Fred Percy, because he was a vital cog in a lot of people's lives, mine included. And now we're going to go to one of the guys that I absolutely think the world of. And when you think about Jamie Ferguson and the job he's done at Bayside Academy, not just in soccer, but running that entire athletic department, we consider him to be a dear friend of us here at Charleston Gaslanders Prep Sports Report. And, Jamie, I apologize for taking some of your time, but I've been remiss that I hadn't shared that with my dear friend about our dear friend Fred Percy. And thank you for indulging us. But now let's talk some high school soccer, pal, okay?
Yes, sir. Good morning. No, that certainly is a powerful message and that very, very needed.
Coach, congratulations on a big win last night. That's two in a row now in the playoffs. And we're trying to catch everybody up to date on what's going on, and going to talk about Bayside's team right now and where we're at, where we're headed. So tell us a little bit about the first two games, especially last night, since I didn't get to see it because y'all were in Prattville. But tell us a little bit about last night's ball game.
Yeah, it's always difficult going on the road. You know, we were kind of the brackets predetermined, so we hosted the first round against Houston Academy. We weren't great in that game, but you know, we came out second half with a bit of a different attitude and played much better. And then went on the road yesterday against Prattville, who you know, played well, competed well, but the boys, Bayside boys, played well last night. And, you know, as I say, it's difficult on the road, but they got the job done.
Who scored for you last night? Can you remember just a couple of guys?
Yeah, so Jackson Delaney opened the scoring, and Luke Ferguson got the second one. And then I think Leo Backman got the third. I think Hook Fellas then scored in the second half. Tipton Smith scored, and I think Jackson finished the scoring again. Jackson Delaney. So,
and Jackson's been kind of battling an injury for the last couple of weeks, hasn't he?
We've had a couple, yeah. So we had Jackson had a little bit of a knock. Evan, you know, we started the season. Lachlan Stacey was injured. Evan obviously broke his collarbone, and then towards the tail end of the season here, we had Jackson get injured, Thomas Cunningham break his finger, but, you know, hopefully, touch wood, we're getting, you know, people back to, you know, 80% or better.
You know, this time of year is so busy for you. You know, athletic director's got so many things going on at school with all of the spring sports that are in the middle of playoffs. Some of them have already wrapped up. And then you guys are getting ready to go to the next round. Tell us the next round for soccer. Where will that be, and who will be our first opponent, if you already know?
Yeah, so I don't even know what day it is. So we are now in the Final Four, so we'll head up to Huntsville, and we will face St. Luke's. So from our area. So Coach Ryan did a good job getting through the playoffs, and it's done a wonderful job there, and we'll face St. Luke's in the semifinal on next Thursday.
Do you know who the other half is?
The other half, I believe, is Mars Hill and Tanner, if I remember correctly.
I got you. That's going to be interesting, partner. You know, I know we've played St. Luke's a couple times this year, And, you know, it's in the old adage is very true. It's hard to beat a team more than once during a year. So,
yeah, certainly. Certainly. We're going to have our work cut out for us for sure.
Tell us about your travel plans. How do y'all go? But that's a long way to go, and you got to get up there and get rested and then still get ready to play.
Yeah, especially. I mean, we're just on the road. We got back late last night. So then, you know, we'll turn around. You know, the boys will have a day or two off. We'll practice Monday, Tuesday, and then leave Wednesday. It is a haul. I mean, it's a long way up there. So, you know, we'll get up there on Wednesday and then play Thursday. So just got to try and get our minds right. And you know, it doesn't matter what's happened in the past now. It doesn't matter what results have been in the past. I mean, it's win or go home. So, you know, you just have to bring your best.
Boy, that's a long way, I know. Boy, Huntsville has hosted that soccer for a long time, Jamie. And is
correct,
that, is
they
that,
have.
You know, and I'm all about spreading things around. I really am. I would hope that at some point in time we can move that soccer to a more central location, just to give it a little different flavor every once in a while.
Yeah, it certainly would be nice. I mean, Huntsville do a very nice job of hosting it. They do take care of us when you arrive, but it just takes a long time to arrive.
Right.
So
yeah.
I totally agree. It would be nice to rotate it around. Obviously, Montgomery have two stadium fields. We currently, at the moment, don't have two stadium fields down here in the south. I've been on some committees to try and build those. It would be nice to get it so you could rotate it through the different areas of the state.
So you got soccer going on next weekend. You got baseball tournament this weekend. You got golf going off, girls and boys going off tomorrow, headed up to play. So how do you keep all that organized, man? It's a lot of things going on. You got to make sure everybody gets where they're supposed to get.
Man, Mark, you know me. I juggle but drop a lot of ball.
There you go.
I've got a fantastic coaching staff that, I mean – are just truly dedicated to what they love doing, and it is a pleasure. And our student athletes, I mean, just give it everything they've got. So we're very proud of them.
Jamie, thank you for what you do, pal. You have you cease to amaze me. You do. You are always there, no matter what it is. You're always there, and your teams are always well coached. All your coaches are. Just, I mean, they exude class and they represent your school in a manner which I know you're proud of. And thank you for that leadership, pal.
Yes, sir. Well, we appreciate it and we're very proud of them. And we appreciate what you guys do as well.
Hey, we have more fun on Saturday morning than I can promise you than most people have in a week. I can promise you that. So we're blessed.
I believe it.
We're blessed.
I believe
we're blessed. Take care, Jamie. Good luck in soccer and we'll see you down the road, pal. May God
Thanks.
Bless you.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, Jamie Ferguson, the athletic director and the head boys soccer coach there at Bayside Academy. You're listening to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5, Fox Sports Central, and all of our affiliates along the line. We'll be back with more with our dear buddy, Kenny Whittle of Trinity Presbyterian School right there in the River Region.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha Insurance. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lassiter.
It just don't get no better than that.
You better bring the check around.
You talk about Boz Skaggs. We saw Boz Skaggs, 74 years old, as a singer. And I can't. Kenny Whittle is not, he's not 74 years old. He's my age. And I guarantee you, I would just about bet you a dewdrop hot dog, Mark, that Kenny Whittle would love some Boz Skaggs and some Steely Dan. I just about bet he would, because he's that mellow kind of guy. Fierce competitor, one of the nicest men you've ever met in your life, complete gentleman, but probably as fierce a competitor as there's ever been. And Trinity Presbyterian has been his home. Golly, I know I've been coaching for 42, 43 years. Kenny's been coaching almost that long, I'm sure. Always right there in Montgomery at Trinity Presbyterian. And they have been, those children, those young men that have played for him have been the beneficiaries of one of the kindest, most competitive, wonderful gentlemen that I've ever known in my life. And I don't get to talk to him as much as I'd love to, because he's just the kind of guy that you just love to be around. But baseball is his passion. But the most important relationship in his life is his personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And while he knew me at those days where there was a lot more important things in my life than my faith, I'm honored to know that I get to spend eternity with this man. Kenny Whittle. Kenny, good morning. And, Coach, thank you for taking some time out of this busy day where you're going to be playing a state playoff game at noon today, and you take time out to visit with Mark Laster and I right here on this 18-year-old radio show, pal.
Oh, man, Rick, good to hear from you and Mark. Hey, special guys, I appreciate y'all.
Well, we appreciate you and the tenure that you've had there at Trinity. I want you to talk just a little bit about this. And you have announced that this is your final season and that you're retiring, and you and your precious, precious family, you're going to enjoy some time away from the school scene. And that is our loss, but more importantly, it's the children's loss that you've had the chance to make just an amazing relationship with those children, and what a difference you've made in so many lives. But thank you for that. And now talk just a little bit about this team you got right now on the final soiree of Kenny Whittle and Trinity Presbyterian.
Well, yesterday was two unbelievable games, both Bayside and Trinity. They beat us the first game in extra innings, 3-2. And then we were fortunate enough to win the nightcap 5-4 against them and play again today at 12 o'clock. So, an exciting baseball last night.
Now, let's talk a little bit about pitching, Kenny. Did you pitch your number one against their number one? How does that work out? I know Kevin Riley and I talk about that all the time. But how was your pitching, and how's it look for game three of your pitching matchups?
Well, we got our number three guys going today. We pitched our ones and twos yesterday, and then we had our long relief guys and short relief guys in relief. So we match up as good as we can, feel like we could.
Well, uh-oh. Coming on here. About the guys that have been your leaders, that have been on this 43 years at Trinity. Talk about the leadership on this, your final team.
Well, we got seven seniors, and these guys missed an opportunity last year because of COVID, and they did not get a chance to complete the season last year. And I felt like these guys have overcome a lot of inexperience, because we didn't get a chance to play in the area playoffs or playoffs in general as we normally get a chance to do. So a really special group of guys really have taken the reins of leadership and encouragement to get these guys ready to play today.
Kenny, you know, every time I think about you, I think about Beeland. I think about you and Jim Beeland,
and just
the relationship that you two guys have had, and it goes back a long, long time. And that's pretty special. I know it's pretty special. Tell me about Beilin. Tell me where he is. Is he still down around Apalachicola, that area?
Yes, Apalachicola, Fort St. Joe. He has a farm that he goes and works since he's retired.
Yeah.
He'll go leave the beach scene. He'll go up to his farm and works on that. And then he'll come home and see his lovely wife, Cindy, and just have a great opportunity to visit with the grandbabies and grandchildren. He's living the dream.
It's so deservedly so. So tell me a little bit about what your plans are when this season's over and this school year's over. What's Ken Whittle going to do?
We are looking forward. We have three granddaughters, Mary Landers, Margaret Ann, and Avery Elizabeth, that we're going to spend some time with. And we're going to just enjoy being grandparents.
Isn't that a wonderful job? I know. Not a job. Isn't it a wonderful blessing, isn't it, Kenny? It is just a wonderful blessing. With our two, it is just, I mean, they live in Atlanta, and Turner's, of course, playing baseball, and doggone it, it just eats me up every game he plays. I got to know what's happening, where he is, what position he's playing today, and all of that. As an 8-year-old, it is so much fun. And I can imagine with those three granddaughters that you two are just absolutely loving every minute. Now, are they close? Are they close to y'all?
Our oldest, Ashley's two children, live in Montgomery. So we are very blessed there. And then our other grandbaby is living in Calera. And so we're close.
Yeah.
We're close.
Well, that is awesome. That is really, really awesome. So now you get a chance to go over to Huntington to watch them play baseball at all?
No. Too many practices and too many games. I will do that now since I'm going to retire. So I may be able to go over and watch football back.
Well, that is, man, that is so neat. And good luck today. I've got to go to Sylacauga to look after my mom, some things this weekend. And there's no place. And even though Kevin and our UMS Wright guys are playing today, I would love to come over and spend time just watching your team play. But, Kenny, you know, and Steve Savarese and I have talked about this a lot. What an amazing guy you have been for Trinity Presbyterian. And it doesn't surprise me at all because – you've always been Ken Whittle, that guy that exudes the character and the class of a God-fearing man. And I'm just so excited that the 43 years that you've spent, that you've had the opportunity to make such a difference in so many young people's lives, because I've heard it from not only from Randy, I've heard it from my good friend over at Montgomery Academy, David Bethea, who I think Tim is with y'all. But you know, Kenny, what a great career you've had. Member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association Hall of Fame, very so well deserved. And I'm just happy to call you my friend. And the blessing is that I get to spend eternity with you. And that's a blessing. That is
Amen,
a real
brother.
Blessing.
Amen.
That is a real blessing. Take care, Kenny. Good luck today.
God, love you, brother.
I love you, pal, and you will always be at the top of my prayer chain. I can tell you that, because you're special. You're special.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
You take care. Good luck. Hey, chatted old Mark Lassiter today.
Yeah, I'll be there to see you. I saw you last night. Didn't get a chance to talk to you. I was sitting by Doug Lefford, but I'll talk to you today, Coach.
All right, good to see you, Mark. Thank you.
Okay, take care, Kenny. Take care, buddy.
All right.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you soon. Bye-bye. Man, I get a little emotional talking to him. He's always been the same. Always been the same. Never, never, ever, ever anything different about him. Fierce competitor. Little old bitty infielder, buddy. It didn't get by.
He ain't slowed down a bit. It's fun to watch him coach last night.
You hear his voice?
Yeah.
His voice is almost just about gone.
Hey, I got Jeff Hague. And if we don't mind, what we'll do in a grace segment today, I'll start. I got a little something about the dash that we've talked about before. Just good. A quick thing about the dash. And then I want Jeff to come on and tell us about his Bayshore team.
Good.
And what they're doing. And now you talk about a Christ-centered coach. Jeff Haig is he's right there and one of the finest people I know. Not only as a coach, but just as a person.
Yeah.
Great family guy, great athletic director at Bayshore. And, if you know, you keep seeing, I don't know if y'all have noticed this,
yeah.
I keep seeing that name in different times of the year in different sports.
Yeah.
And they are really starting to progress and just building, you know, broken ground, not I guess less than a year ago, on that new facility they're about to start building out there off of County Road 13 and Daffmont.
Really good guy.
Yeah.
Well, that's a perfect guy to follow, Kenny Whittle, too.
Oh,
two guys
yeah.
that are very similar
very
in
similar.
Their demeanors and their yep. heart. And good stuff. That's good, Mark. Look forward to visiting with Jeff Haig. Daphne Trojan. He is. He was a Daphne
coached
Trojan.
Coached the Fairhope Pirates.
Yeah, he did coach the Pirates, but he's a
coach at Baldwin County High School.
Yeah, well, he's still a
he's
Daphne
been around.
Trojan.
Come on now.
There you go. We'll be back right here on the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here in Mobile, Alabama.
This segment of the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
This morning, as I told you, we're going to do something a little different. We've got Jeff Haig is going to join us in just in a minute or two. I'm going to read you a poem by Linda Ellis, and many of you may have already heard it. I haven't heard Gene Stallings do an entire speech on this. It's called The Dash by Linda Ellis. I read of a man who stood to speak at the funeral of a friend. He referred to the dates on the tombstone from the beginning to the end. He noted that first came the date of birth and spoke of the following date with tears, but he said that what mattered most was the dash between all of those years. For that dash represents all the time they spent alive on earth, and now only those who love them know what that little line is worth. For it matters not how much we own, the cars, the house, the cash. What matters is how we live and love and how we spend our dash. So think about this long and hard. Are there things you'd like to change? For you never know how much time is left that still can be rearranged. To be less quick to anger and show appreciation more and love the people in our lives like we've never done before. If we treat each other with respect and more often wear a smile, remembering that this special dash might only last a little while. So when your eulogy is being read with your life's actions to rehash, would you be proud of the things they say about how you lived your dash?
You know, Mark, that is that poem is up on my board at school, and you'd be amazed at how many comments the kids make about
right.
it.
Right, it's something.
And said, Coach, where did you get this? So I've made copies of it, and I distribute it to as many kids as asked for it. We are excited to have Jeff Haig on. We noticed this morning that they defeated they won yesterday and had a great doubleheader victory. They swept, and so they beat Maplesville in a doubleheader. Tommy Agee, mm-hmm. that group, in a school that's got lots of tradition in lots of different things.
Yes.
And so Jeff Haig took on the job several years ago as the athletic director and the baseball coach, and really probably does everything around there. But Jeff Haig has always been just – he and Kenny Whittle are so similar. They're faith-based, Christ-centered.
Living their dash.
And they are living their dash. You said it right before I could say it. That is exactly right. Jeff, good morning, pal, and thank you for joining us right here on the Charleston Guest Leonard Prep Sports Report, and you have done one amazing job, young man.
I appreciate it so much. Good morning to you guys. I hope you are doing well.
Well, we couldn't be – you know what? Old guy here in Mobile that used to coach basketball said – we're too blessed to be stressed. So that is that's the way we're going. Talk just a little bit. I know Mark's got some things he wants to talk to you about, but real quick, talk to us about your win yesterday over Maplesville and what it looks like down the road.
Well, first off, I'll go ahead and say this: I'm too blessed to be stressed. There was a lot of stress in what was going on last night. So, not gonna lie. I mean, we got into just two nail biters of ball games. We were down 2-0 to Maplesville. We were having great at bats. We were doing a lot of good things. Our pitcher, Street Crooms, was pumping strikes in there and battling. But we just couldn't get that big hit. I mean, we were hitting the ball all over the yard, but we just couldn't get the big hit. And we're down 2-0, then down 3-1. And nobody panicked. Our kids, I mean, we were young. Guys, we were so young, and they didn't panic last night and battled up to make it 3-3 in the sixth inning and then punched that fourth run across in the bottom of the seventh. And we got walked off twice this year, and that's just a gut-wrenching feeling. And to finally do it ourselves felt good. And then in game two last night, we're down 1-0. And then we got a couple of big hits by some young guys to go up 2-1. And then the bottom of our lineup is just ate up with eighth graders. And those little knockers got up there and got a base hit, got a bunt over, and then beat out a ground ball, I believe it was. No, it was a double play. And they gave us the run on the double play with a runner at third. They went to second base to get the out and got the double play, and we scored the third run. And then my starter, John Malone, who had struck out, I think, 14, I pulled him in the fifth, put in an eighth grader to try to close it. And we got in a bind, and John came in to get the save last night and punched out one more to get the win. And, gosh, what a wonderful feeling. And just to continue to play another week is exciting for us.
Well, Coach, you know, how much I appreciate the work that you do, and what you've done there is amazing. And I'm just thrilled for you guys. Tell us what your next step is. What's next in the agenda for you guys in the playoffs?
Well, Coach, we get the wonderful task of playing Sweetwater High School.
Awesome.
Yeah,
let's just go ahead and bite the bear, why don't you?
No kidding. I mean, they are just a tradition-rich program. Gosh, if you look back, I want to say in the last 3 or 4 years, they've won 2 or 3 state championships. I mean, they are just a tradition-rich kid or program, and their kids know how to win. They just know how to win. I was looking at their schedule this morning. They've gone off and they played Saraland High School. They played Northridge, and Northridge is now going into the third round of 6A. They're like us. They're going to go and try to make it, toughen their schedule up as much as they can, and be able to, gosh, be ready, get you ready for the playoffs. And that's one of the things we've been able to do this year. We played some of the toughest teams in Mobile Baldwin County. We have seen some of the best arms that you can possibly see, kids that are going off to college to pitch, and it's helped us tremendously to be able to do that. To get us ready for this playoff run.
Well, Jeff, we're closing in and wanted to get you on because we're so proud of the job you've done. I claim you as a Daphne Trojan. Mark claims you as a Fairhope Pirate. Baldwin County claims you as a Baldwin County High School Tiger.
Right.
You'll always be a Daphne Trojan to me, pal. But you know, the beauty of that is we get to spend eternity together no matter what team we are. So we're on the number one team, and that's right.
And you know, that's one of the things we as coaches, it isn't all about just coaching, but I mean, I feel like it's our role as coaches, especially where I am. I want to point kids to Christ each and every day.
That's right.
That's what I want to do.
Well, you have done that and continue to do that. And thank you for being here with us. God bless, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate all the work you guys do for high school sports.
Thank you, Jeff. Hey, great show, Mark. Great job. Ian, great job. Remember this. No matter what you do, no matter where you go, he is always with you. See you here, same place, same time, next week.